morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I went to my parents' house this morning before I came here and I read my sermon to them.
今天早上我到父母家里，然后我把这篇讲道念给他们听。
And my father is very wise.
我父亲是一个很有智慧的人。
And he said, slow down.
他说慢慢来，慢慢来，不要急。
So I'm going to take his advice and I'm going to slow down.
对，我听从我父亲的建议，我要慢慢的讲。
Try to read this so that we all can hear what God has to say to us through His Spirit.
我希望神借着神的灵，我们都能够了解今天的正道。
Please pray with me.
请大家低头一起祷告。
Oh Lord, you know that I am not very smart. I don't know anything. But Lord, you have asked me to bring a word today to the congregation in this church. And I pray, Lord, that you would remind me that you are the one who has all of the knowledge and all of the wisdom. You are the one who has created the earth that we live in. You are the one who has given us breath. And you have given us our lives so that we can be your servants and that we can tell others about Jesus. And I pray, Father, in thanksgiving for you and for your son and for the privilege, Lord, of knowing who you are and recognizing, Father, that you are the one who has given us our lives and you are the one, Lord, who holds the future. All of our lives are in your hands. I pray and ask you, Lord, now to bless the words that I speak, that they would be your words and not my own, so that we would be edified and encouraged and reminded of how great your love is, and that we would be able, Lord, to go from this place ready to serve you, not to just listen to the words that you speak to us, but to go and to share them with others so that they would also be saved. We thank you, Lord, for this time together, and I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Recently, I watched a film about an elderly man and his friends who were famous actors and who all shared the same difficulties common with getting old.
不久前我看了一个电影这个电影是关于和他的关于一个老人家和他的朋友他们都曾经是很有名的演员，那他们也同时就是对自己开始老化感到很不容易接受。
The main person in the film was named Morris. He was a handsome, charming man who was famous for his talent in acting as well as for his womanizing.
这个电影的主角呢叫做 Morris， 他曾经是一个很英俊、很潇洒的人，而且他是一个很有天赋的演员。那同时他以前也是一个花花公子。
We meet Morris through his relationship with one of his actor friends, who excitedly announced that his great grand niece will be coming to live with him to care for his needs in his old age.
Morris 是一个老朋友，有一天很高兴的跟大家宣布说，他的曾孙女要来陪他，然后来照顾他的晚年生活。
He never met her, but when she arrives, he's horrified to find out that she is brash, she's rude, she's mean, and she doesn't know how to cook.
这个老先生他从来没有见过他这个曾孙女，可是当他来的这个女孩来的时候，他就发觉这个女孩是又凶又无礼，而且根本不知道怎么煮饭。
But the man'sfriend Morris, who we're talking about, on the other hand, is attracted to her youthful beauty, also attracted to her brashness, also attracted to her being mean, and he's also attracted by the fact that she doesn't know how to cook.
可是这个 Morris 呢，反而对这个女孩子很有兴趣，对她被她的年轻貌美，还有她这些无礼啊，这些不好的个性所深深的吸引住，然后他对他不会煮饭是也觉得没有什么关系。
And because they're so much alike, and despite all the difference in their age, they become friends in a way. She looks at him as though he were the father that she never had. And he, well, he looks at her more than just a friend, and he looks at her lustfully and as an object to give his old age some meaning and use.
为什么他对这个女孩这么被她吸引呢？因为他们是同类型的人，虽然他们年龄差距这么大，他们还是成为了很好的朋友。 那这个女孩把 Morris 当成是自己从来没有过的父亲，然后可是这个 Morris 呢，看这个女孩就别有念头，然后他把她当成是，就是说对她这个晚年生活增加一点意义的一个 object， something like that.
That's okay. In the end. Their relationship doesn't keep Morris from dying.
可是呢，这个友谊并没有使那个 Morris 免于死亡的命运。
In a very sad scene at the end, one of his friends reads his obituary, seeking to find how many columns were written about him in the newspaper.
在这电影最后的一幕中，那个 Morris 的朋友。 为他念哀悼文，那在里头他就是一直寻找说，这个 Morris 在报纸上到底被提过多少次。
Morris's life is measured at the end by how many columns are written about him in the obituary.
他们用那个 Morris 他的名字在报纸上提过的次数来衡量他的一生。
Today in Romans 8, God is letting us know that there is a different kind of measurement for those who believe in His Son, and that there is a very real hope for them.
在罗马书第八章，神告诉我们说，对他的子女，神有不同的方法来衡量，而且神也给他们了真实的希望。
The overwhelming message of this scripture today is the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, if it is living in us through our faith in Christ, will also give life to our mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in us.
在八章十一节中说到，然而叫耶稣从死里复活的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们彼此的身体又活过来。
And because of what is written here, we must realize that there is something more at hand, something more important for us as human beings on earth than just ourselves and our desire for worldly pleasures.
从这经节我们学到，就是说，在这个世界上，有比就是说为自我生活、为追求生活享乐更重要的事情。
That something is faith in the Lord Jesus, knowledge that if we choose to put our minds on the things of God, and therefore allow the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life, to take His place in our hearts, we will be considered as His children and heirs of eternal glory.
这重点是在说，我们要信耶稣基督，然后要立定我们的心智在属神的事情上，就像十四节所说，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子，也是永恒荣耀的继承人。
It says that if we are children, then we are heirs of God. We are co-heirs of Christ if we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory.
17节说到，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Amazingly, this is very amazing. It states that Christ is the firstborn of many brothers, a relationship that originates with God's grace now, but it was intended from the beginning of creation.
这里说到，那个基督是许多弟兄中的长子，那这件事情是在创世之初就已经命定的，而且是起源于神的恩典。
we can't oversee the meaning of sharing in his sufferings as well.
我们不能忽略到这个要跟耶稣同受苦的这一层意义。
To fully understand the meaning of suffering, however, we'll take another sermon on another day.
可是如果我们要真正要探究这个与神同受苦的意义呢，我们大概需要另外一堂讲道来。
But for now, it's enough to know that we must be ready to suffer, to do without things of this world, to be looked down upon by others who live for this world and ignore God, in order to fully experience the glory of God.
那今天呢，我们就学到说，为了要能够同享同经历神的荣耀，我们必须要随时随地准备去受苦，而且要放弃属世的一切，而且还会被那些不信神的人轻视。
Now the focus of this scripture is talking about what is going to come in the future. Yet it's also important to realize that the Bible is teaching us that we are expected to go through our time here on earth first, on this decaying earth that's falling apart, and in bodies that are decaying, that are falling apart.
这个经节的是经节的重点是在说将要来的。可是呢，我们这也很重要，就是说我们要明了，圣经教我们说，我们要期待自己非得要经历这个在我们这个很会腐朽的身体里头经历这个在这个衰微的世界过一生。
Now most of what we're reading today talks about the fact that the creation and we as part of this creation are groaning for the pending future glory.
另外一个重点就是说我们这些受造物的人，我们在这个世上劳苦叹息，就是为了要对将来这个属天的荣耀有一个盼望。
And yet the Bible says we are to wait patiently.
可是圣经告诉我们一定要耐心的等待。
Now, I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to wait for anything. But it's especially hard to wait for an inheritance, but we are to be patient.
我不知道你们觉得怎么样，我自己是很没有耐心，我没有办法等很多事情，而且我们要等待的是我们的产业，继承产业。可是神告诉我们必须要有耐心。
Brothers and sisters, you and I both know there's a lot of work to be done while we're here.
弟兄姐妹呢，我们都知道，我们在这里，还有很多的工要做。
There's many lives, there are many human beings waiting to hear about God's love.
在这世上还有很多很多的人需要听到有关神的爱的信息。
While we are here, while we are on this earth, we are responsible for a few things. First, for admitting our sin.
当我们还活在这个世上的时候。我们有责任履行下面几样事情。第一件事情就要认罪。
Then we continuing on in this world as God's children, we learn from the Spirit that is in us, and we stop our sinful ways.
然后我们要服从圣灵的领导来然后停止做不好事情，犯罪。
And we're ready to suffer.For the sake of the gospel, that God loves us, with the knowledge that we are now living not for this life, but for one that is to come.
我们要随时准备好要为福音的缘故受苦难，而且我们要知道我们活着不是为了今世，而是为了来世。
Perhaps you know the famous Christian author Philip Yancey.He's an insightful Christian writer, and he says this, that we should live with one foot in the air, that we should live with one foot in the air.
那个 Philip Yancey, 他是一个很有名的这个基督徒作家，他说我们应该要活着把一只脚 悬在空中，就是随时准备面对死亡的意思。
And he goes on to say this, belief in a future home beyond this one should affect more than how we die. It should also affect how we live.
他在他的书中说到，相信将来的添加会影响我们如何去面对死亡，更会影响我们如何过这一生。
I'd like to read you a short portion of his book, Where is God When It Hurts?
我想念一段他书中的文章。
He says again, belief in a future home beyond this one should affect more than how we die. It should also affect how we live. I'll just read the whole thing, and then maybe you could just, is that okay? J. Robertson McQuilkin, former president of Columbia Bible College, was once approached by an elderly lady facing the trials of old age. Her body was in decline, her beauty being replaced by thinning hair and wrinkles and skin discoloration. She could no longer do the things she once could, and she felt herself to be a burden on others. Robertson, why does God let us get old and weak? Why must I hurt so? She asked. After a few moments, McQuilkin thought and replied, I think God has planned the strength and beauty of youth to be physical, but the strength and beauty of age is spiritual. We gradually lose the strength and beauty that is temporary, so that we'll be sure to concentrate on the strength and beauty which is forever. It makes us more eager to leave behind the temporary, deteriorating part of us and be truly homesick for our eternal home. If we stayed young and strong and beautiful, we might never want to leave.
有一位John Robertson McQuilkin OK 他是哥伦比亚那个圣经学院的前任的校长有一天一个老太太来找他，这个老太太头发越来越稀疏啦，脸上长了皱纹啊，斑点啊，然后他做几次来都力不从心，而且呢觉得他自己已经成为别人的负担。他问Robertson 说，为什么神要让我们渐渐去老化呢？为什么我要这样子受苦呢？那 Robertson 他想了一下，他回答说，我想神让我们这样子是有他的旨意的，因为他给我们的这个属于青春的这种美丽和那个能力都是形体上的，只是表面的。可是呢，如果跟着年龄而来的美貌和能力呢，则是属于灵属灵的。我们会慢慢的失去这些表面上的一些虚浮的美貌和能力。可是呢，也因为如此，我们就可以比较把注意力集中在那个永恒的美丽，就是跟随年龄而走的美丽，这样子的话，我们才会急着想离开这个属世的家，而去寻找那个属天的家。
You see, the man Morris, the actor in the film, did not understand this concept that if he stayed young and strong and beautiful, he might never want to leave.
在这个影片中，那个 Morris。他不了解这个，如果一直是维持这么年轻，然后这么英俊的话，他可能根本不想离开这个世界。
He didn't want to leave because for him, this life on earth was all there was.
对他而言，今生是他全部所能拥有的。
But he also lived his life in defiance of his old age. He didn't want to be old.And he lived in defiance of the fact that he could not determine how long he was going to live. And he wouldn't stop to use the intelligence that God gave him in reciting Shakespeare to acknowledge God himself and that this ability came from him.
Morris 一生就是在反抗神，反抗他逐渐要变老的事实，而且他 他没有很，就是说希望说他能够掌握他能在世的年限，那可是他没有办法，然后他还一直用他仅有的智慧去背诵莎士比亚，反而不去感激那个赐给他这些能力的神。
If he had understood this, we probably wouldn't have had a film at all.
如果
and that seems, unfortunately, for some more interesting or important than the idea of fulfillment in life.
如果他知道要感谢神的话，他去知道这些能力都是神给他的话，我们就不会有这个电影了。可是呢，很不幸的，这世上很多人就像他一样。去追求一些虚浮的事情，而去忽略到真正的给丰盛生命的神。
It's much easier to make a movie about someone who is rebellious, a movie about someone who is defiant against God, than someone who has character, who is humble, and who has a servant's heart.
在当今的世界，要去拍一个有叛逆个性的人，背叛神的人的这种电影，比去拍一个关于一个很有服侍的心和一个有谦卑心的人的故事要容易得多。
To return to the scripture just for a moment to talk about what we find in verses 19-22 about the creation.
让我们再回到罗马书八章19-22节。
The creation that it talks about here, not the human kind of creation, rather the outside of the human kind, is personified and is given the ability to become frustrated. The creation is frustrated, it says, due to its damnation to decay by the fall of Adam and Eve.And has from that time been suffering under the sinfulness of mankind.
这段不太好翻，我慢慢讲啊。那受造之物不是人类，而是人类以外的受造物，也被赋予神性，浮在虚空之下。因为亚当和夏娃的堕落而受必朽坏的诅咒，并为人类的罪受苦难。
I never realized.That the sinfulness, that my sin, the sinfulness of mankind has such a big effect.
我从来不知道，这个因为人类的罪性会有这么大的，对人类有这么大的影响。
This you have to stay with me because this is hard for me to grasp as well.
Okay.
The creation itself, it says the creation itself is frustrated by the sin of mankind.But the frustration of the creation, that the world is falling apart, it's frustrated, has to do because it knows of the existence of God, and it knows about the promises of God. It knows those things exist, and it wants to be full, it wants to be whole again, it wants to be healed from all of this decay.
Ah, 这段很难。Okay, 我尽量啊。那受造物为人类罪行感到无奈，因为他没有办法做什么事情。但是这个无奈呢，也是因为他知道神的儿子所给他的应许，要需要到将来才会实现。那现在你只能在这个世上受苦，可是要等一段时间，你才能够得到神给的应许。
I believe what God is saying here is that the creation that we see around us, the mountains that are decaying, the floods, the everything that is in creation knows that despite the fall of man to sin, and despite the fact that it is falling apart, that there is hope in the one who created it, and that his redeeming love is found in the cross and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我想，保罗在这边就是说，所有的受造物，那就是指山啊、水啊、河啊这些，他们是真的是为了人类的罪行而感到无奈。可是呢，他知道这个造物主，给他们希望。 然后 虽然这些人的堕落还有他们自己的朽坏，但受造物知道在创造者和他经由十字架及复活所彰显的救赎大爱中，我们大家都还有盼望。
And so it continues and says that as a woman who groans in the pains of childbirth with the anticipation of the pending joy in the birth of her baby, in the same way the creation groans in pain but with the hope and the anticipation of the redemption of our bodies as Christ's return.
就像女人在生产的时候，因为这个痛苦她在呻吟，可是在那个同时呢，她也对那个心里感到很喜悦，因为她知道将生出来的那个孩子会给她带来很大的喜悦。所以我们这些受造物呢，现在也是在痛苦中呻吟，可是呢，我们都有希望。这个希望就是在基督再来的时候会给我们带来救赎。
But this is very important. It doesn't stop with the creation, the mountains, and the things that we see around us. Paul says, we ourselves, the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. And in this hope we were saved.
在二十三节，保罗继续说到，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候着得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Brothers and sisters, these are deep thoughts, I know, but please listen to this last part because I believe it's what really God is trying to say to us.
弟兄姐妹，我知道这今天的讲道比较深一点，那请大家有耐心。接下来我要讲的是一个很重要的一点。
It's very important. It's the most important thing is this, that we ourselves admit that our hope does not start in the anticipation of us receiving future glory in heaven. It comes simply from the great realization that God loved us so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus, in place of ourselves so that we might be saved and not die but have eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
最重要的一点就是说，我们的希望并不是起源于我们对将来属天荣耀的一个盼望。事实上，它是应该是在于，就像约翰福音三章十六节所说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫这一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is our motivation. This is why we do it. This is the reason we are reborn, and the basis of it is based on our eternal hope of glory to be in the presence of the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Let me repeat that. This is our motivation for rebirth and the basis for our eternal hope of glory to be in the presence of the one who loved us and gave himself for us.
这是我们要重生的动机，也是我们对将来荣耀盼望的根基。最后就是要与那爱我们且为我们舍命的神同在。
In our obedience to His grace is His name glorified.
因着我们对他恩典的顺服，他的名才得以荣耀。
Isn't this the motivation that we should have to change the way we're living, to exchange our desires for youthfulness and lust for a much higher calling that is found in becoming our intended destiny, namely the sons and daughters of God?
这不就是我们要改变我们现在的生命的动机，放弃那想要青春永驻的那种欲望，去回应那至高的呼召，也就是将来成为神的儿女。
What will keep us from doing it?
什么事情让我们裹足不前呢？
C.S. Lewis wrote that God is all-powerful, but even with all of His power, He is powerless to make us love Him.
C.S. Lewis 一段文章说，虽然神是全能是万能的，可是呢他还是没有办法让我们去主动去爱他。
This must come as a result of each of us as his intended sons and daughters humbling themselves when faced with his grace and love and turning from the previous sin that we commit to a life of inheritance as part of the family of God.
这个爱神的力量是在于当我们面对神的恩典和爱的时候，我们这些受拣选的儿女需要很谦卑的在他面前，然后就是不要再犯罪，然后去希望继承那属天的荣耀，成为神的家中的一份子。
Verse 27 of Romans 8, it says, He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
27节说到，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Brothers and sisters, when God the Father, our Father, looks into our hearts, will He find the Spirit of love and life which comes from faith and appreciation of Jesus, our brother and our Savior?
弟兄姐妹们，当神鉴察我们的心的时候，他会不会找到那因着圣灵而来的爱和生命在我们心中呢？
Our memory verse today should be our motivation in response to God's plan and love for us.
我们今天的金句就是最好的回应，对神的计划和爱是一个最好的回应。
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
Galatians 5:1 supports Romans 8. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
在加拉太书五章一节说到，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
The slaves in the United States who suffered at the hands of their oppressors understood what yearning and groaning is by singing songs that longs for a future home with God.
美国早期那些受压迫的黑奴，他们就以歌声来表达他们心中的哀苦、呻吟，然后也是对神的家的一个期盼。
In the same way, we must reach the same point of groaning and yearning for freedom.
同样的，我们也应该到达那一点，就是说对自由的一个思慕和渴望。
God is asking you today, what is holding you back?
神今天问你，你为什么裹足不前呢？
Is it because you're too tied to the comforts and desires for the things that this world has to offer?
是不是你对这个世界能够给你的一些舒服的生活而眷恋不肯离开呢？
If it is, you must understand the seriousness of your situation.
如果是这样子的话，那你的问题可大了。
You will be just like Morris, the actor in the movie, who in his arrogance and self-love lives his life as long as he can under his own power, but eventually runs out of time.
你就会像影片中那个 Morris 一样，凭自己的力量过一个以自我为中心的生活，可是终究还是要离开这世界。
Or you'll be like someone who's watching the film, enjoying the charm and the attractiveness of a person like Morris, who stands up in rebellion against God and his righteousness.
或者你只是观众中的一个就是去看这个反抗神的这个 Morris, 就是只是为他自己而活。
But if you are wise, you will as a result of reading Romans 8, come to the realization that your purpose in life is not to die in selfishness and defiance to God, rather to humbly, yearningly, brokenly fall at the feet of the one who died for you out of love for your sin-filled heart, and accept in the same manner the inheritance of eternal life and hope that is yours when you become God's child.
如果你是一个有智慧的人，你读了罗马书第八章之后，你就会知道，我们活在这个世上的目的，不是为自己而活，不应该去反抗神，而应该一个谦卑的心，臣服在神的面前，然后去接受这个属天的永恒的生命，而且希望这个永恒的生命也是成为你的，当你成为神的儿女。
Are you living today for yourself and intending that the day of repentance of your sin can wait for another day?
你今天是不是还是为自己而活呢？你是不是拖延着不去承认悔改自己的罪呢？
Forget the fact that you can die, but think about this. You have failed to realize the greatness of God our Father, and you have resisted the very reason for your existence in the first place, namely, to accept your sonship and therefore your inheritance as a child of God.
如果你还是这样子的话，为自己而活的话，你就会像 Morris 一样，你不明了父神的伟大，也不愿意接受神的儿子的名分，那就是神白白给你的。
May the scripture today, inspired by God's Spirit, remind us and hurry us to accept what is rightfully ours in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
希望今天的经文能够提醒我们去接受那因为耶稣基督的牺牲而使我们白白得到的名分。
And may it urge us now, not later, to begin the good work that God has in store for us in presenting the gospel to a dying and lonely creation.
这些经文更督促我们要尽快的去向那些寂寞垂死的受造物传扬神的福音。
Our hope fully resting on that which is not seen, but is truly felt through God's Spirit, patiently and willing abiding in Him, in the work that He has for us until we see Him face to face.
我们的盼望是在那所不能见的，但经由神的灵我们能感受到的。我们要有耐心的继续做神要给我们做的工，直到见他的那一日。